Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files anytime you want to listen on your phone, mobile devices, or personal computer. When you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancers using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health, food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created WebSeed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery, and our Surthrival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WEBSEED.com.
Hey, mister, that's a mighty big dog you got there.
Help me, Jesus! Help me, Jewish God! Help me, Allah! Ah! Help me, Tom Cruise!
It's Linderman Unleashed on Natural News Radio.
You tell him I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear?
All opinions and views expressed on Linderman Unleashed are strictly those of the host and guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Natural News Radio. Warning, this program might cause you to think for yourself. Listener discretion is advised. And now, here's your host, Kurt Linderman.
That's right, you are listening to Linderman Unleashed on naturalnewsradio.com. I'm your host, Kurt Linderman Sr., with a new co-host today, my lovely business partner and co-host Maria Millick is in studio with me today. I am staying at the Millick's house tonight, waiting to go to the Health Freedom Expo. By the time this airs, we will be right in the middle of the first day of the expo. I hope those of you that are coming out or making their way this weekend to the expo, stop by the Box Organics booth to say hi to Maria and I. We'll both be working the booths, as well as Joni Cox will be there as well. Y'all know her from Wednesday's show that's on right after my show, Homegrown Health. So she'll be helping us with the booth as well. There's a lot of great things. And towards the end of the show, we're going to talk a little bit about the Health Freedom Expo and what's going on. And hopefully I'll have a number of programs and interviews for next week and the following week from the show. But, you know, I said that at Autism One as well, Maria. And it seems like the speakers, a lot of them just come in, speak, and get the heck out, or they're involved with so much stuff. It's really a busy weekend to get a lot of those people involved with interviews. I do have a couple lined up, But either way, it's going to be very informative, and it's going to be great. This will be our first year going there as not only me as a Natural News radio host, but also us as the Box Organics crew. I think that's really exciting as well.
I'm very excited about it.
Yeah, there's no doubt there's going to be a lot of interest, I think, in the Box Organics. Now, let's talk a little bit about Box Organics, where we decided, I guess you could call it the history of the Box Organics and why we started it.
Well, as many of you, you know, everybody knows, pretty much, you have a son with autism, and so do I. And we realized that health is one of the top priorities. I mean, our kids have health problems, and cleaning up our food supply is one of our biggest issues. So trying to get organic foods, after you're paying for therapies and everything else, there's not that much money left. And if you have children like mine who are allergic to everything, I'm also paying more because I'm getting gluten-free items and all of those other things. So trying, we've had, Kurt and I and Kim have had many, many discussions about how to get this, get food without having to pay through the nose. So we found sources and made it happen and decided that we were going to do this for our families. And after we figured out that there was that potential in buying in bulk, we thought it was important to extend it to our friends.
Right. And then it really just morphed into this would be a good business to get into, especially with Kim and I constantly talking on the radio show about organic food, all the way back to Linderman Live with Autism One Radio, and then going right into the Natural News Radio show. And what we hear, and I know you're the same way with your friends, many of them, I would love to buy organic,
right,
but I can't afford
it. Yeah.
And we really do. I'm not saying that Box Organics is going to make organic food available to everybody, because we're not at Walmart prices for the crap that they sell.
But it's going to be. You can't compare them either.
Exactly.
You can't compare them.
No. And we're going to make it available to a heck of a lot more people with the prices that we have. I was even checking, and some of the products that we carry are actually cheaper on our site than the supplier's site, which really is amazing, because our distributor buys in such bulk, he can sell it cheaper, and we're putting such a small markup on the food that we are still selling it cheaper than the supplier's site. That's pretty amazing.
That is pretty amazing.
So we're really excited about it. I hope that there's a lot of interest generated. I don't see how it can't be. We're talking about the Natural Health Expo, and what could be more natural and healthy than organic
food?
Exactly. And it is so big for so many of us, because Kim and I talk about it on the program all the time, Hippocrates saying, let food be your medicine and medicine be your food. And our whole idea behind why we have to feed our children organic, if you, and not just with autism, if you have a child with any chronic illness, or you have a chronic illness,
or allergies.
If you're trying to detoxify or get healthy, and you're putting junk in your body, you're not going to get healthy, or it's going to take a hell of a lot longer.
You don't even know what you're putting in your body.
Exactly.
I mean, the interesting thing for me that, it's one thing to say, okay, I'm going to do this for my kid. What I've noticed is, and this was especially after I had my second child, because I, it seems like, allergies get worse and everything after you have subsequent children. I hear a lot of people say that. What happened with me is regular beef from the grocery store makes me sick.
And my oldest daughter is the same way. We went out to get the tire fixed on our Jeep the other day. And it was going to take a while because the tire couldn't be repaired, and they had to find a tire that would fit it that was used, because I didn't have the money to buy four brand new tires for this Jeep. It would have been an astronomical amount, and it was going to be a while. So I'm like, okay, we're going to go over to the restaurant here. Destiny refused to eat. She said, if I eat, it'll just make me sick.
Mm-hmm.
And she's gotten to the point where she doesn't want to eat anywhere but home. And it was a little diner. But she couldn't eat, and I said, well, order some fries at least. And she ordered the fries and probably ate two of them and said, this tastes like chemicals. I mean, and this was just a little diner in little Monroe City, Missouri. And literally, our children, our one daughter will still eat a little bit of junk, but Destiny will not eat. She could taste all the chemicals in it now since we've switched her over. And I've noticed by staying here at your place a number of times, your kids eat extremely healthy. Now, I know a lot of that is due to allergies, but they really do eat good food here.
Well, I figured if they're allergic to so many things, why would I put a lot of the other junk in their bodies?
Right.
So to me, it just made sense. You know, I didn't get rid of, say, for instance, food dyes in their diet because they had specific problems with food dyes. But if you're allergic to gluten and you're allergic to dairy and you've got tree nut allergies and you have legume allergies, at some point you go, why would you put that crap in your system?
Exactly. There's no doubt about that at all.
So, and as you know, my son is like a huge proponent of if you're going to eat healthy food.
Right.
Which is great. You know, he's spreading the word. And you can see it when you look at his body.
Right.
He is a fit kid.
Exactly. And, you know, it really does make sense. And not just for kids that have chronic illness or autism or those of us that have chronic illness, but as you get into my age, you start realizing, you know, it's that old adage, if I'd known I was going to live this long, I'd have taken better care of my body type thing. And I feel better at this age than I did 10 years ago because I'm eating better. It really does make a huge difference. And you and I both know, we've both been through this. Kim and I talk about it often enough. When you eat nutrition-rich foods, you eat less. So you're really not, and with the prices that we're offering at Box Organics, it's going to even out to where you're really not going to be spending any more than you do when you go to Walmart. I really believe that.
Yeah.
Because you're going to eat 30% less food at least. And the price markup's not that bad. It really is a great idea, and it's taken off. It's shown a lot of interest. So I just wanted to sit and talk a little bit about this since we are going to be at the Natural Health Expo, talking to everybody that comes up to the booth and getting the information out about this. I thought it'd be a good time to start the program talking a little bit about Box Organics. And Box Organics with an X, .com. You'll hear the radio commercial on this show, and eventually we'll also be on Homegrown Health, Joni Cox's show as well. And it's really important, and we can't stress enough. I know I'm speaking for you, but I feel comfortable in doing so. You really can't stress enough the importance of eating right, especially if you have chronic illnesses. There's no doubt about it that that's a really big portion of getting well and staying well.
Well, like I was saying, you know, I get sick with beef. I get sick with non-organic beef.
And you don't get sick eating.
I don't get sick eating organic beef.
And, you know, that comes right down to the GMOs. That's exactly what it comes down to, because when you talk about, unless you have an organic beef for sale that is grain finished, it has to be organic grain. And I know there's a lot of people out there that prefer the grain finished beef because it does change the fat.
I'm one of them. Yeah. I think it tastes better personally.
Yeah. And a lot of people feel that way. And it does add to the fat content of the beef. So that's
I'm Italian. I mean we have to go with
the
full
fat
flavor and the
right
fat.
But if you use an organic beef, it's still not very good for the animal, but you're just finishing them off, and you're going to kill them anyways. So, you know, let's not be too concerned about that. Now, I know Box Organics sells grass-fed, grass-finished beef, and then we also sell grass-fed and organic grain-finished. But that comes down to how you feel. But when you're talking about being sick when you eat non-organic beef, that does come down to the genetically modified feed corn. And then when you talk about genetically modified ingredients in a lot of the foods out there, all even more of a reason to stay away from the processed foods. You talked earlier about the food colorings. Then you have the GMOs ingredients, which aren't labeled. We're going to talk a little bit about California's law that they're trying to get passed. It's going to be on the ballot here in November. But then you've got the MSGs, you have high fructose corn syrup, all of these ingredients in the non-organic processed foods. It's really crazy. Yeah. And when you look at our community, and when I talk about our community, I'm really, although we're part, Linderman Unleashed is part of Natural News, there's no doubt about it that, that I kind of affiliate myself with the autism and biomedical community. And when we talk constantly about detoxing our kids, it's a no-brainer that you don't work on detoxing your children to retox them with the crap you're putting in their bodies. We're going to take our first commercial break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Linderman Unleashed, naturalnewsradio.com.
Are you concerned about the food supply, including GMOs in your family's diet? With pesticides, herbicides, and questionable additives like MSG, high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, and food dyes in most foods on the market today, you should be. Well, now there's an affordable alternative to high retail organic food prices. Announcing Box Organics, created by two families with children affected by autism that were not only concerned with the toxic ingredients in our conventional diets, but equally concerned with the high cost of providing their family nutritious organic foods. Box Organics offers USDA certified organic fruit, vegetables, dairy, dry goods, and meats delivered fresh, not frozen, directly to your door. We're an online store offering you substantial savings on the organic food that you want at your convenience. Ordering is easy. Box Organics currently offers free shipping in 15 states with a minimum purchase. Visit boxorganics.com. That's organics with an X.com today. Box Organics. Think and eat outside the box.
Hey Obama, the Lindermans refuse to lower their standards, so up yours. And now, back to Linderman Unleashed.
Two flags fly above my land and really sum up how I feel. One is the colors that fly high and proud, the red, the white, the blue. The other one's got a rattlesnake with a simple statement made. Don't tread on me is what it says, and I'll take that to my grave.
That's right. Thanks for sticking with us. You're listening to Linderman Unleashed. I'm your host, Kurt Linderman, with my guest host, Maria Millick. She's also my business partner with Box Organics with Kim and I. We're going to talk about Huffington Post food blog, The Hidden Cost of the Farm Bill, and it's an infographic. I'll be posting this on the Linderman Unleashed Facebook page for today's show. Maria, you're the one that kind of set this up. You kind of brought it to my attention, and it's pretty interesting. It's an infographic that talks about the hidden costs of the farm bill, and it's pretty telling when you look at this infographic. So here, between 2008 and 2010, the farm bill gave eight times more in subsidies to commodity crops than to fruits, nuts, and vegetables. What that's telling you is it gave more to the GMOs than it did to orange juice and you know, the apple groves and you name it. Like, in other words, from 2008, 2010, who the hell was in office, folks? It was you liberal idiots, man. It was Barack Obama, who promised to label GMOs, who promised that he wasn't going to be big business, and you can't get much bigger than pharma and big ag, and he has been their slave since he got into office. Eight times more in subsidies to the idiots like Monsanto and Syngenta than to the little farmers with the groves and the grapes and the veggies that we're trying to put on our table.
And we're looking at $39.6 billion to the commodities versus $4.7 billion, which went to specialty crops like fruits, vegetables, and nuts.
Exactly.
It's amazing.
And then what I found out here recently is all the nuts that come out of California, they're supposed to be all these organic nuts and great. And
you're talking about the people?
Not the people. We're talking about the literal nuts.
Not the figurative nuts.
They're all irradiated. Yeah. They all get irradiated before they're sent out. How pathetic is that? So $39.6 billion to commodity crops. Now, the commodity crops, corn, soy, cotton, rice, and wheat. What do we see with every one of those? They are genetically modified. Yeah. Every single one of them. The top 20% of farmers got 81% of the subsidies, while the bottom 80% got just 19% of the subsidies. What does that mean? Who are the big farmers? Who are the guys that own the multiple thousands and millions and tens of thousands of acres, some possibly even a million acres? They are the big commodity farmers. They are the ones that are right in there with Monsanto, Syngenta, DuPont, you name it. That's who's getting most of the money. Now, what disturbs me about that is we're talking about subsidies here, okay? Subsidies with big business. This is literally, this is why I say that Obama's just another Bush. It doesn't matter whether they're Democrat or Republican, it seems, anymore. It is, yes, master, how can I bow to you, big ag and big pharma? That's all it is. And these guys own millions of acres. They're making hundreds of millions of dollars, but yet the government takes our money to subsidize these bastards. It's ridiculous. Why not subsidize the little farmer and tell the big guys, you're big enough to be on your own? That's the way I feel about it. I mean, there's no doubt about that. Now, a market value of commodity crops is $320 billion. The market value of specialty crops is $170 billion. Now, what's wrong with that picture? 8 times more in subsidies to the commodity crops, but yet almost more than half.
Times, yeah.
More than half. Of just double what the market value of specialty crops is. What does that tell you right there? It's really ridiculous. Over the last decade, consumption of fruits and vegetables has declined by 9 pounds a person. Fewer than 5% of adults eat the recommended daily amount of fruits and vegetables. The problem with this is we're not even eating the right fruits and vegetables because we're not eating organic. These fruits and vegetables might as well be a candy bar because they're devoid of all nutrients anyways.
And what's happening to all these people? They're getting diabetes. Rates are going skyrocketing. Cancer skyrocketing. Coronary heart disease. Strokes.
And that's,
Alzheimer's.
That's
autism.
That's less not eating the vegetables as it is to eating the processed foods, I believe,
yeah,
honestly.
Yeah.
And we live in a society where
it's modified processed foods.
Well, I mean, you think about it. One of the biggest genetic modifications in the foods is Bacillus thuringiensis, which is turning our bellies into pesticide dumps. You can't wash that stuff off. It's genetically modified into the cell of the plant. Every cell of that plant has Bacillus thuringiensis in it. You're eating that. You're getting that pesticide in your stomach. Imagine what that's doing to a kid that is already so toxified.
Immunocompromised, yeah.
Exactly. I mean, it's just ridiculous. The U.S. spends $190 billion a year in additional medical costs as a result of obesity. And you know what? The real problem with that is you're spending $190 billion going to a doctor telling you to lose weight who's a fat ass himself. Most of them are twice what I weigh. That's what's really ridiculous there, because these doctors don't know what they're talking about anyways. And they're the same ones that'll say, yeah, you need to lose weight, you need to eat more fruits and vegetables, and by the way, have you had your flu shot?
Yeah.
You know, that's what's really pathetic about that. Now, the other story that we wanted to talk about today, one of the other stories, which one was it? The genetically modified foods. We want to talk about this San Francisco article from it's from San Francisco, another HuffPost article. Boy, for a couple of conservatives, we're using HuffPost a lot today.
I know.
What's up with that?
I know. Well, I got to tell you, this is one time I actually really seem to agree with what they're trying to do in California. I mean, usually I think they're a little bit out there and
exactly.
They're a little over the top. But
now, yesterday we were sitting out on the deck and we were talking politics a little bit, and I actually said, the thing about me being a libertarian is because I really don't identify with a Republican or a Democrat, because when it comes to stuff like this, the Republicans are all over it. Like, oh, you can't do that. It's big business. But then, and I'm not saying the Democrats that are in office don't do the same thing there, but the Democratic people are more likely to say, yeah, we should be labeling this food. So I'm kind of twisted when it comes to certain of my aspects on what's going on with politics. So I don't have any problem with the Huffington Post per se. I think Arianna Huffington's a goofball and an idiot, but I don't think she owns this anymore anyways, does she? Didn't somebody buy it? I think they did. Anyways, out of San Francisco, genetically modified foods in California, state may require labels for GMOs. This is Dateline, San Francisco. California voters will soon decide whether to require special labels for food made from genetically modified ingredients in a closely watched test of consumer attitudes about the merits of genetically engineered crops. Now, we just did a story recently from Connecticut where I had a couple of guests on talking about this very issue with the fact that they're kind of scared that the manufacturers, the Monsantos of this country are going to sue California if this bill is passed. In other words, as usual, the corporations will say, I don't care what you voters want, this is what you're going to get. And this is where many of the states are concerned about lawsuits stemming from these kind of bills being passed into law.
Yeah. Well, it's really kind of funny because I think Monsanto's really worried about being sued and they're afraid that people are going to get kind of sue happy.
They're worried about going broke.
They're worried about going broke, of course. Yeah.
Because
so it'll be interesting to see how this plays out.
Even if you don't know what a GMO is, when you go to the store and you see a label that says, warning, this product contains GMO or genetically modified. When you think genetic modification, when I first started paying attention to this, the first thing that came into my mind was, you know, like the Island of Dr. Moreau or Frankenstein, kind of thing.
Well, and it is what it is.
Exactly.
It is what it is.
Yeah, when you put a salmon with a freaking rice plant, you're talking Frankenfood here. And even those people that don't understand what's going on are not going to purchase that if there's another product. And what's really going to happen is those processed food manufacturers are going to say, rather than putting this label on our food, we're going to buy natural grains to put into our food, and it's going to destroy the industry without the industry having to do a damn thing, being able to do a damn thing about it. That's what's really going to happen.
Right.
So advocates collected more than 500,000 signatures supporting the stronger labeling requirement. What do you mean stronger labeling? There's no...
There is no labeling.
To the point where Congress even said, no, you can't put a GMO-free sticker on your products. That's how far Congress went to protect these GMO manufacturers. So there is no stronger labeling, but this article says advocates collected more than 500,000 signatures supporting the stronger labeling requirements, and the Secretary of State this week certified the measure for the state's November ballot. If it passes, California would be the first state to require labeling of such a wide range of foods containing genetically modified organisms or GMO. Now, here's the big kicker here. We were talking earlier about Vermont. We were talking earlier about Connecticut on this program. Here's the big kicker. California has like the 9th largest economy in the world. That's how many people and how much money goes through that one state. If you just took that state, it's bigger than most countries as far as the economy goes. Imagine, if you will, a manufacturer that says, okay, we're going to sell this nut bar. And we've been saying all natural because it's got corn. It looks like corn even though it's genetically modified. Now we've got to put this label on it. But we manufacture it in Kansas and we mass produce it. And now we have to make sure that every bar that goes to California, we have to retool that line in order to make sure that they're labeled. They're not going to do that. Because they don't want any mix-ups. They don't want any fines. So they're going to do one or two things. They're going to stop using GMO ingredients, or they're going to put labels on every single bar that goes to every single state. Either way, the GMO companies and the growers are going to be screwed because they're not going to sell it if they label it. But the companies that are trying to sell these foods are going to be screwed only if they put that label on. If they decide to go with the natural corn, the organic corn, the organic wheat and rice, they'll be fine because they won't have to label it. Everything will be better. In fact, at that point, they might just say, hey, let's put on there, we're using organic stuff. Let's go ahead and put it on there. You know? I honestly believe that's what will happen. Either way, Monsanto's screwed.
They have to, in order for them to put an organic label on there, they have to... be certified.
Right. But they can say we use organic grains or we use non-GMO grains.
Yes.
They can do that. Yes. They won't be able to be certified organic unless they are completely organic. We're going to talk a little bit more about this. This is going to be a big, big issue at the Natural Health Expo. No doubt about that. We're going to take another commercial break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Linderman Unleashed, naturalnewsradio.com.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. In uncertain times, you need gear you can count on. That's why I teamed up with Daniel Vitalis to launch SupplySource.com. It's a new online retailer offering extremely durable gear for emergency preparedness and long-term survival. Everything we offer survives my daily use test on a ranch in Texas, plus Daniel's outdoor endurance test in the rugged wilderness of Maine. Most of the stuff we test ends up in a pile of trash because it breaks. The stuff that doesn't break, we stock it on SupplySource.com. To get the site started, we've launched it with a line of rugged, reliable, waterproof LED flashlights, now chosen by military and law enforcement everywhere. And we'll soon be adding a whole new brand of emergency water filters, family defense gear, and urban survival tools. When you want your gear to really work, get it from SupplySource.com.
Do you know someone who can benefit from this radio program? You can find the complete archives of this show and hundreds of others at naturalnewsradio.com. Just send your friend that link, naturalnewsradio.com, where they will find truly amazing interviews and information that simply isn't published anywhere else. In the Natural News Radio archives, you'll find interviews with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Senator Rand Paul, Governor Jesse Ventura, Suzanne Summers, alternative cancer doctors, nutrition experts, preparedness experts, and a wealth of others. And it's all free. Listen in real time at naturalnewsradio.com or download the MP3 archive files anytime you want to listen on your phone, mobile devices, or personal computer. When you want articles on these topics, check out naturalnews.com with over 35,000 article pages on nutrition, natural cures, health freedom, and much more. It's all part of the Natural News Network. Thanks for listening.
Have you ever wanted to learn where you can get free food and medicine from the plants growing around your neighborhood? Or how to turn your own backyard into a food production center? Or even how to reverse cancers using the latest groundbreaking research in alternative cancer therapies? You can learn all this and more from webseed.com. It's sort of like Netflix, but it's for documentaries and how-to courses on natural health, food production, self-reliance, and other life-saving topics. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I created Webseed so that listeners like you could get instant streaming access to truly groundbreaking instructional courses. Our new program called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous exposes the total fraud of modern vaccine quackery. And our Survival course teaches emergency preparedness, including skills like how to build your own emergency water filter. Explore over 100 valuable courses and documentaries right now at WEBSEED.com.
Hey, Doc, why don't you listen to Linderman Unleashed?
You can't handle the truth!
Hey, thanks for staying with us. You're listening to Kurt Linderman, the host, with his guest host today, Maria Millick, and also his business partner with Box Organics. Think and eat outside the box. I had to do that. So we're talking about this new ballot measure that's coming up in California, and also talking about the whole idea behind what's going to happen if this passes. And I fully believe it's going to pass. This is going to be huge. And I don't believe that you're going to be able to get away with what the Connecticut governor got away with going behind closed doors, knowing that this was going to pass, and cutting a deal. I don't think that Governor Jerry Brown's going to be able to do that in California, because he's going to be messing with his constituents. The large majority of the constituents all across America, but in California especially, 90% of them have no problem or demand labeling of GMOs in their food. And it's amazing what some of these people think. Many backers of similar legislation in more than a dozen states say the intent is to give consumers more information about what they're eating and foster transparency and trust in the food system. No, duh. Does that have to be a ballot measure to say, I want to know what I'm eating? That just seems like a basic right. Give me the if you're going to sell it to me, be honest and tell me what's in it.
Yeah.
Why does that seem like a big issue to these people? Major agricultural groups and the processed food industry oppose stricter labeling, saying it risks sowing fear and confusion among shoppers. Where's the fear?
Yeah, where's the fear?
If you're out there and you say, okay, we got to label this. The voters want it. This is a republic, by the way. We vote for stuff. If it's that safe, then you should be able to convince me. The same thing with the vaccine issue. If it was really that safe, why lie? Why not be transparent and say, here's the science?
Absolutely.
That's what you should do. If that's what you're expecting, that's what you're saying, oh, we're sowing fear. Yeah, you're sowing fear because people know what that crap is doing to us.
And how long have they been hiding it?
Exactly.
See, that's the thing. If they were upfront about it right from the get-go...
Yeah.
I don't think a lot of this would even be issued.
Well, and the studies, people, and this, I think this is the major issue when it comes to Monsanto and everything, is think about how many people that prior to this ballot coming on have said, I don't even know what the hell a GMO was.
Right.
But now let me look into it. Next thing you know, they find that study where organ failure in the mice, where all of these mice and all of these kids are getting the allergic reactions to these genetically modified foods. You get to that point and a lot more people are waking up because this is just on the ballot.
Well, you know what's really funny? My son Leo, I was talking about the beef for me that I have an issue with.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know exactly what the issue is, but one makes me sick, the other one doesn't. With my son, who has a corn allergy, although we have done all the tests, say he does not have an allergy. Okay, so it's a corn sensitivity. Well, this sensitivity to corn gives him full body eczema.
Yeah.
I'm talking head to toe, full body eczema.
And even though the allergic testing doesn't show that...
The testing does not show that he has an allergy to corn. Okay, so figure you're an adult with full body eczema, and you need to go to work and be productive.
Yeah.
How productive are you going to be when you are itching? You know, your whole body is itching, and you're miserable.
Right.
Right? When I give my son organic corn, he does not have a problem. No
Imagine
eczema.
Imagine that.
Zero eczema.
Imagine
Zero.
That. That's the pesticides in his body talking.
Whatever it is. It's either the pesticides or genetically modified.
Because well, no,
if
what
it's
I'm
genetically
saying,
modified...
That genetic modified is the pesticides in the cell
be.
Of
yeah,
the corn.
But they also do things like with shrimp. They genetically modified shrimp and tomatoes.
Oh,
to
yeah.
make Because the shrimp keeps the tomato more red.
Isn't that amazing?
It's amazing. But if you have a shrimp allergy, how do you know that that's not going to affect you at a cellular level at some point?
Yeah, and there's no doubt that there's a distinct possibility that that's going to happen. And, you know, when you look at the huge increase in celiac disease and in gluten intolerance in general and dairy intolerance... I don't think it has anything to do with wheat or dairy. I think
either,
it has 99% of it is the hormones, the pesticides, and the genetic modification that we're getting right now. That's what we're sensitive to. Not the wheat, not the milk,
no.
Cow's milk. Men, I bet you most people that are lactose intolerant could drink raw milk from a grass-fed organic cow. I guarantee 80% of them could.
Just with my own family, I wouldn't be surprised by that at all.
It wouldn't surprise me at all.
You know, you talk about the amber waves of grain, you know, that used to be these big, beautiful wheat fields.
The world's breadbasket, and now we're the world's pharmaceutical basket.
It's amazing. It is amazing.
Well, I'll tell you what, here we go along with the article again. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration says genetically modified foods pose no greater health risks than traditional foods. Opponents of labeling rules say they could prompt hikes in packaging costs. This is what they're worried about. Packaging costs. They're not worried about the fact that so many allergic reactions are happening right now. allergies are skyrocketing. We just did an article a couple of days ago from Australia where they're saying 1 in 10 kids has a significant allergic reaction to foods. How scary is that? And yet, here we've got the FDA that says genetically modified foods are as safe as regular foods. They never tested it to find out. What they did was they literally said it's generally recognized as safe because it looks like an ear of corn.
Right.
It looks like a piece of rice.
Right.
It looks like the wheat plant. And that's all they're doing.
Frankenstein looked like a human, didn't
exactly,
he?
Exactly. Exactly. And in the original Frankenstein, he didn't even have the square head and everything. But, you know, that's what's really scary because the FDA is ignoring so much of the science because you and I are both familiar with that science. The organ failures in the mice, the sterilization of the mice. It is really frightening when you look at those studies.
You look
and
at
they
our
are,
insect population.
Exactly.
The insects are there for a reason.
Exactly.
And
you're screwing with the whole ecosystem.
It's the whole ecosystem that's compromised.
And when you think about the fact that you have a pesticide growing in every cell of this plant, and yet the FDA can sit there and say, we generally recognize this as safe because it looks like corn. That is really silly. It's criminal.
Well, and what is the pesticide potentially doing? And I don't know this because I haven't researched this, but just out of just thought process, what is the pesticide doing when it gets into your gut? Is it killing the organisms? Is that where all of these gut problems could
What's
be
happening
stemming?
With our gut is it's causing enterocolitis. It's causing leaky gut because Bacillus thuringiensis had this very hard shell on it. Okay? And it's naturally occurring. Organic farmers use Bacillus thuringiensis. They'll spread this out in their crops to kill corn borers and other insects. Organic farmers use Bacillus thuringiensis. But what they found was when a corn borer or another insect like a corn borer is going through the ground, many of them come in contact with the Bacillus thuringiensis in the soil. Now, their digestive enzymes are much stronger than ours. So when they ate that, their digestive enzymes would break down that hard shell and there'd be these little crystals in there that would just chew up their guts, cut them up, and literally kill them. Okay? So that's why you've got Monsanto and others saying, look, the human body cannot break down that hard shell, so it's not a big deal. What they don't tell you was in order to genetically modify it into the cells of the corn plant and the soybean plant, what they had to do was they, in the lab, broke down that shell before. So all you have is the raw Bacillus thuringiensis in the cell. They don't tell you that, though.
That explains an awful lot.
They don't tell you. And when you look at all the leaky gut and the gut problems that we have in this country, that's what it is. That's a huge, huge part of it.
Oh, wait. Don't they have a pill for that, though?
Oh, yeah. They sure do. And they've got all kinds of other experimental drugs and surgeries and you name it.
And they could maybe make a vaccine for that.
And then bitching about obesity.
Right.
You're bitching about obesity, but you're selling us crap.
You're causing it, and then you're blaming it, Michelle Obama. Blame it on the people. It's because they're eating too many Big Macs.
And then, what do you think high fructose corn syrup is made of? It's not made from organic corn.
No.
It's made from the genetically modified corn. And now we've got, and I forget the number designation that Monsanto has for this, but it's actually a form of a genetically modified corn plant that's meant to burn hotter to make ethanol with it. But yet corn pollinates and cross-pollinates. What's going to happen when the next thing you know that the corn in the crop next door that was supposed to be meant for high fructose corn syrup and for animal feed and everything, it ends up over there and they get that genetic trait and then they're selling that in the food that we're eating. How scary is that going to be? And it all cross-pollinates. Corn is even a wind-pollinated plant. A strong wind, who knows how far it could pollinate, and cross-contaminate. It's really scary when you think about how the FDA can get away with just saying, oh yeah, it's perfectly safe. We've done the study. So the study is you really had some doofus idiot looking at it and saying, I can't tell them apart. sitting there with two ears of corn in front of the idiot. That's pretty much their studies. Because the studies that have been done by, like, Arpad Pusztai, what did they do to him? He is the Andrew Wakefield of the GMO movement. He was the one that stood up and said, holy crap, this is going to kill people. And he lost his job. He was banished. The whole nine yards. That's exactly what happened. He literally is. And you can Google it. Arpad Pusztai, just if you can't. I'll look up an article on it and put it up on the Facebook, the Linderman Unleashed Facebook page. If the measure passes, most raw or processed food made from plants or animals with engineered genetic material would need to be labeled, although certified organic foods and alcohol would be exempted. What do you mean exempted? They wouldn't have to put it on the label because they don't use GMOs. Who in the hell wrote this story? Would be exempted, like, and you know, that's another play on words. That is another one of those things. Yeah, the organic people don't have to do it, but we would. That's because you're the one poisoning us, you idiot. You know, it's ridiculous. I don't get it. Meat and dairy products also would not require a label if the animals are fed with genetically engineered grains, which the initiative's opponents say amounts to a loophole. That is a huge loophole. And I was not aware until I read this article, I was not aware that loophole was in place. Because when you feed an animal a genetically engineered plant, that it gets into their system, and then we're eating it or we're drinking its milk. It's really crazy to think that part of it does not have to be.
It's a way that in case one company goes down, one commodity goes down, at least the other
can
be saved.
And most of it is sold to the animals as opposed to being put into processed foods.
Right.
But here's the big deal about that. Think about this. If you have to put on your product that genetically modified foods or grains and ingredients are used, you got this cross-pollination issue. You're not going to be able to use grain until it's tested. Think about the issue there. And I just thought about this just now. That's going to be a huge deal because you're going to have organic farmers that are going to try to sell their products to be used in processed foods that's non-GMO, and when they test it, they're going to find out it's been cross-contaminated.
Yeah, but what are they going to have, like three people testing all of America?
Yeah, well, and that's the other scary thing, because they might be using what's considered organic grain that's contaminated, so we're all eating the GMOs anyways. We're going to have to move on. I'm going to put this article on the Linderman Unleashed Facebook page as well. No doubt about that. This is one that everybody should read, but once again, read it with an open mind, and because some of the ways that this is written is very, I don't know, silly, really backwards. I really think they're trying to defend the big ag in this story and making it sound like it's just going to be much ado about nothing when it comes to this labeling. And I'm sorry, but 90% of Americans believe that GMO products should be labeled. That's not much ado about nothing. That is simply Americans wanting to know, hey, be honest with me. What am I eating?
What am I
feeding my children, for God's sake?
It's pretty simple.
Now, here's one that from WebMD. This somehow doesn't surprise me at all, even though it's really scary. Flame retardant found in some common foods. Now, researchers tested 36 food samples, and they detected flame retardant in 15 of them. Almost half of the products tested for flame retardant. Now, this is from May 30th of this year. A common flame retardant is found in many popular foods, including fish and turkey, according to new research. Researchers tested foods such as meats, fish, and peanut butter. 15 of the 36 food samples tested had detectable levels of hexabromocyclodecane, or HBCD, says a researcher Arnold Schechter, MD, MPH, professor of environmental and occupational health at the University of Texas School of Public Health in Dallas. HBCD is used in foams, in thermal insulation, in electrical equipment and consumer products. It is found in the environment and wildlife. People are exposed from products and dust in the home and workplace. Okay, It is found in the environment and wildlife. They make it sound like...
it's normal.
Yeah, they make
Flavor
it sound
turn.
Like...
That's
yeah,
normal.
Because you know what? When I'm strolling through the fields of my local state park, I just say, hey, kids, look at the hexabromocyclodonicane.
Right.
And they say, yeah, Dad, we know all about that.
Yeah, I see it
That's
in
right
deer,
next to the
right
daisies.
Over there.
Yeah. Yeah, they make it sound like, ah, yeah, it's in nature. You know? Yeah.
It's common.
Yeah.
Everybody has it.
Exactly. Some scientists are concerned that exposure could be related to developmental effects, hormonal interference, and alterations in the immune and reproductive systems, like every other freaking thing on this planet right now.
Isn't that interesting?
The levels we found are lower than what the government agencies currently think are dangerous, Schechter tells WebMD, but those levels were determined one chemical at a time. And get this. I love how they say that, because when they talk about the fact that, well, the vaccines only have this little bit of thimerosal in them now, what they don't tell you is after you get 6 or 7 vaccines, what does it matter? You got peanut butter, and you're eating a turkey sandwich, and then you're going to have crackers with peanut butter on. Who cares if the turkey only had 50% of what the FDA finds safe or the EPA finds safe?
Right.
When you're eating the crackers right afterwards, and then you're eating that turkey tomorrow, or you're eating peanut butter crackers every day like my son does, thank God we use organic, but every day he eats those, it accumulates. How ridiculous does this sound? And I would say that this is very similar to after Fukushima, when the EPA said, we got a buttload of radiation coming, rather than tell the people, we got way too much dangerous radiation coming across the Pacific Ocean into California, Oregon, and Washington, what they did was they raised the safe level a couple thousand times. That's what they did.
Well, and it's no different than anything else. They say it's safe until it's not safe.
Right, exactly.
You know?
Until enough people learn about it.
They approve a drug until, oh, guess what?
And yeah, we had about 300 people die, so...
So guess what? It's not approved anymore.
And we made $300 billion, and we're going to have a $50 million settlement that is going to be all over the news, and people are going to say, yeah, those bad people, and we're going to walk away laughing our asses off because we just made a buttload of money.
Right.
And what's 300 deaths when we made, you know, a $150 billion profit? That's exactly what's going on. He and others are discovering in their research that we're exposed to multiple chemicals at the same time. The industry took exception to the finding. Imagine that. Based on these findings, the real story is that HBCD was not detective in the majority of the samples. And in those where it was well below levels where one might see adverse health effects. So the real story, that would be like saying vaccines cause autism in 1 in 54 boys. But the real story is 53 out of those kids
don't
get autism.
They don't get it.
So really, everything's hunky-dory.
It's pretty good, isn't it?
1 in 54 chance. I mean, if I'm at the track, I'm going to say, hell yeah, I'll take that bet.
Right.
But when I've got my child, that's a different story.
You know what? I'm wondering when they're going to start flipping that one around on the whole autism.
Oh, they already do. I've read articles where it does that. 99 out of 100 kids don't have autism. Big story.
Unbelievable.
They do that stuff all the time. Now let's talk. And I told you this was going to happen, Maria. You got me like 7 stories to talk about, and we never get through all those stories. We don't even get close, because I do want to talk a bit about the Health Freedom Expo. It's going on this weekend. In fact, it's going on today, tomorrow, and Sunday they call it Chicago, Illinois, but it's actually at the Renaissance Schomburg Hotel and Convention Center. This will be the third year that I've attended. As I said, the first 2 years was pretty much as a consumer and as a radio show host for Autism One. This is my first year with Natural News coming to the expo, and I'm really excited about it because more people know me now. So I'm really excited because maybe I'll get some more interviews because people go, okay, now I know you. You know, instead of who the hell are you? You know, and what the hell is Autism One?
Heard
you know?
Who? What?
Yeah, exactly. So I'm really excited. Now, George Nori I met last year, and he's a super nice guy. I really, really like him. I'm looking forward to seeing him again. And last year, it was, yeah, Kurt, come on the show. We'll talk about vaccines and everything. And then I tried contacting him, and nobody answered my email. So I'm going to – and you know me. I'm really shy. I'm going to walk up there and say, Mr. Nori,
could you please talk to me? I'm going to say, hey, jackass, what's going on? Why didn't you have me on the show, man? You know I will, too.
Absolutely.
I probably won't say jackass. He's probably going to be mad if he listens to the show. But we also got Dr. Leonard Caldwell, Kevin Trudeau, who's Global Information Network I belong to. In fact, Jack and I were just talking today about heartburn. And I said, oh, no, when you use heartburn, you don't take them antacids.
Tums or whatever.
Yeah,
right.
Because what that does, it goes down into your belly, gets rid of all the acid, and then your belly tells your brain, holy crap, there's no acid, and then your brain overdevelops the stomach acid, and it eats the lining of your stomach away as you're using it. And I said, what I do is I've got balsamic vinegar, and I've got a bottle that's just dad's bottle, and I take a swig from it when I've got heartburn, and it just adds enough acid to it, to the belly. It takes care of your heartburn like that. And I said, I learned that from Kevin Trudeau's book.
Interesting.
Natural Cures or Natural Remedies or whatever that book was that he wrote. That's where I learned it from. Alex Jameson, Dr. Carolyn Dean, Dr. Smokey Santillo, Mary Lou Henner, and Paul Neeson are just a couple. What they talk about here, 90 seminars, 150 exhibitors. I'm really looking forward to a couple of these a big time. The George Norrie panel, of course, I try to always go to that. The health and vaccines, health and vaccine politics, which is featuring Tim Boland, Dr. Andrew, and I don't know why, Dr. Mark, the Geyers. I'm sorry, but I do not like them people. They are worthless to me. I really do not like. I know you're sitting here shaking your head like, I can't believe you're saying that. I actually was sitting at dinner with Dr. Geyer when he told me, I give my patients the H1N1. He said, but it's a mercury-free, so it's perfectly safe. I wanted to slap him. I literally got up off the dinner table, and I literally walked away from the man. It's pathetic. I'm sorry, but everybody that listens to this program knows you piss me off, and I'm going to talk about it. And Maria's sitting here going, I cannot believe you're doing this. I'm sorry, but I'm going to tell the truth. And if they try to deny it, I'll tell them to their face they're a damn liar. You don't tell me that you're a doctor that's talking about vaccine politics and then tell me at a dinner table that you vaccinated your patients with H1N1. You don't do it. That's criminal as far as I'm concerned. But Dr. Wakefield, a great guy, and he's going to be talking. Who knows better about the politics of vaccines than Dr. Wakefield?
Yeah,
on
absolutely.
Both sides of the pond. No doubt about that. And Tim Boland's a real heavy hitter within the natural health community. So I like Tim Boland a lot. I don't know why he put the Geyers on this panel. I'm going to have to speak with him about that. Food is Medicine is another one that's one of the major ones. There's a couple of movies. Friday Night, Fork Over Knives. Friday Night, also, Brzezinski. Saturday Night, Cut, Poison, Burn. And also Saturday Night, Eating. Many of them having to do with diet, cut, poison, burn. If you're coming to the expo, that's one that you really ought to check out. No doubt about it. If you don't bawl your eyes out at the last third of this movie, you are a heartless SOB. I mean, it is just amazing what this family went through. And I've had Jim Navarro, that it was his son that actually died of cancer in this film talks about. And I had him on my radio show when I was with Autism One, and I need to have him back on to introduce him to the audience here, although I'm sure many people have probably heard him from Robert Scott Bell and others. But a great movie, very eye-opening to see what's going on. And the other thing is Dan Burton, Republican from Indiana, who was big because his son was injured by, or his grandson was injured by the vaccines, is also a part of this film because he was really trying to help the Navarros. So this is going to be a real exciting expo. I'm looking forward to it. This is your first time, correct?
No, I've been to many of them. I didn't go last year.
Oh, okay.
But I probably have maybe, oh gosh, I don't know, at least five.
So you've been to more than I have. I've only been to three. Well, I was wondering because we actually, Kim and I and the family came up last year and stayed at your house. And I was the only one that went, so I didn't know that you
had
gone.
No, and I thought, I've been there, done that. I didn't need to go, so I hung out with Kim. And
so now we need to go, because we're going to be introducing Box
Absolutely.
Organics. So
yeah.
Do not forget, Box Organics, I think we're in booth 125, but I might be wrong. But everybody's going to be going through all of the different vendors. Look for Box Organics. It will be either Maria, myself, or Joni Cox or her husband Ryan that will be manning the booth at any given time. And I'd love to meet y'all. If you're fans of the show, come up to the booth and introduce yourselves. I like talking to the fans. There's no doubt about it. So that's it for the show today. We got through two or three articles and talked some stuff, and I caused some trouble within the vaccine community all in one show.
All in one day.
I'll tell you what, we're going to be back on Monday. We're going to have a lot of news from the Health Freedom Expo. I hope to see everybody there. Until next weekend, do not forget, on Linderman Unleashed, the gloves are always off. Have a great one.